גם מצרים, יציאת מצרים. זה עוד מנהג, נזריק, נסכן, עניין קדושה, שמיר סבריס. אני רוצה, תקפה עם סוף, נו, גדורם, קדושה, זו תשובה, we have to do tshuva. So, I'll try to explain a little bit. I think I said this year once, I'm not sure, but it was good. A review of Chazar is always good, especially if it's not just for the Chiddush. So, I'm going to start. The union of importance of Kedushas of Bris and how it works. We have two basic sort of sides, sort of fundamental nidos that you have, the person has to have, that the Abiyid has to have. Consider like the part of Yiddishkeit. It's not only part of being a tzaddik, being a bigger Hashem. So it's like a fundamental part of etzim yahadus, of being a firm Jew, from Shem and Torah mitzvahs. They're called two psachim, two doors, two entrances to go, to come into the Kedusha, into the camp of Kedusha, to the Machne Yisrael. Chazal Amram is there by saying that Lo'inu Yichnas Adam, Shir Shnei Psachim, come to Besmedrash. You have to enter through two doors, two entrances, you have to come. When you come to Besmedrash. Besmedrash is called the Machne Yisrael, it's called Besmedrash. On the mission before, it was chased out from the Gan Eden. So this place was the Gan Eden. The Gan Eden was the place of the Adam. And today, the resemblance of Gan Eden, our Gan Eden, sort of is the Besmedrash. Besmedrash is considered like a Gan Eden. Manshe Besmigdash Aikayim, it was the Besmigdash. Gan Eden and Besmigdash are the place that dwell in the place of Hashem, the place of Hashem's Shechinah, which comes through two channels, two ways of the scholars of revelation of Hashem through the Torah. The Torah is the union of the Mayach, the Avodah Shem Mayach, the Lev, Tefillah, Torah and Tefillah. Torah and Tefillah are the two aspects of a Besmedrash, of a Gan Eden, of a Besmedrash. In the Samigdash we had the Oren of the Mizbeach. The Oren is the place of Torah. Mizbeach is avoided of a life. You know, there's a machlok, it's Rambam, what's the ikya of the Beis Hamikdash, was the main sort of sherish, the foundation, the focal point sort of the Beis Hamikdash. Rambam Ruchs Beis Hebchir says the Mizbeach is the main part of the Beis Hamikdash. By definition, the Beis Hamikdash is a place of Avodas HaKorbanos. The Rabban of Parshas Truma explains that the Oren is the main idea of the Beis Hamikdash, the place that Hashem, the resting place of Hashem, the place that Hashem, as Megala reveals Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. like an extension of Har Sinai. That's the main idea of the Beis HaMikdash. Once explained that it's not really a machlekes, it's the two parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal said there's Mishkan and there's Mikdash. Mishkan, there's Mishkan, Ikir Mikdash, Mikdash, Ikir Mishkan. Mikdash is the place that we are Mekadosh ourselves. It's the Beis HaMikdash. And when the Rambam says his source, his Mekar, his Raya, that the Beis HaMikdash is the main place of the Beis HaMikdash, he brings down the psukim that speak about finding the Mekam HaMikdash, the place that Shichnei Sidrishi was Hashama, Zavach Tashem Esayi Vasecho Eshelamecho, where the Torah speaks about the Beis HaPchir, the Torah speaks there about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a place of, like it's called Kodesh, we are Mekadosh ourselves, so we bring Karbonos, we lift ourselves up to Hashem, we medabek ourselves to Hashem. It's our avodah, that's called the Beis HaMikdash. And we have it now by Tefillah. Tefillah is that we come to Hashem, we rise above our normal madrega and talk to Hashem, attach ourselves to Hashem. That's the avodah of Tefillah, avodah shebelev. Mishkan is the Mishkan, which means where Hashem rests, where Hashem comes down to us. That's the Aron, that's Asher HaShechina, that's the Mishkan. Through Torah, the Rebbeinu reveals Torah to Klal Yisrael, like just like the Rebbeinu came down to Har Sinai, and Har Sinai is Namach Makal Aram, it's the lowest mountain, and the Hashem came down to Har Sinai, and the same way the Torah goes down, Makam Gevoel, Makam Namach, Torah is Nimshel Amayim, it comes down to us. So that's called the Aron. That's the Aron, and that's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mishkan. So, but we have to come together. Tefillah and Torah have to work together. You learn Torah. Not only you learn Torah with the Mayach, you also have to learn through the Lev. When you do a Avodah Shebelev, which is the Mizbeach, you also have to do it through the Mayach. And you know, the Mayach and the Lev are the two main organs of the person, and this is the two main organs of the structure of Klal Yisrael, which works through Torah and Tefillah, and they both have to be connected. Torah and Tefillah, Mishkan, Mikdash, they both have to be one entity. Have to be one. You can't divide them. You can't separate them. So you have these two parts of the Beis HaMikdash, the Aron, the Mizbeach, Torah and Tefillah. Which are two, just like the guf, the body has its two main organs of which derives its life, the brain and the heart, the mayach and the lev. So the ruchnistic structure of every yid, all of Talith and every yid, these two parts of the person, which is, we should say, Torah and Tefillah. Represent, it's the two Mashiachim. You have two Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Just like you can't divide between, you can't separate, you can't make a mechitza between these two. So the same way the pasuk is madgish, the pasuk emphasizes that Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David have to be one. Lechatzu yayid l'shtei mamlachos. Don't make them for two kings. Should be one. The Navi says, has two Eitzim, takes two Eitzim, and takes them, combines them together, it should be Eitz Echad. And interesting, the Lashon HaPasuk there, give me a chumash, I'll show you in Aftari of Ayigash, the Lashon HaPasuk, which speaks about the Achdus, the unification between Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Kirati Lambri Shalom. There's going to be Shalom. Between Yosef and David, there's going to be Shalom between the Baal Tefillah. Many times you find it today also, there's not so much of Shalom always between the Baal Tefillah and the Baal Torah. The Lomdom and the Oivdom. And I will make shalom. It's going to be shalom between the lev and the mayach. And when the sati is mikdashi b'seichem, I'll put my mikdash there. V'hoye mishkani. The mishkan is going to be on this mikdash. So he emphasizes this fact that the mishkan and the mikdash are going to be one. The Oren and the Mizbech are going to be combined together. I don't want to be marach in the drushim, but this long drushim and this whole lineage. I just mentioned a small part of it, that to unify them, so you bring the part of the Mizbech into the Hechel, that's called the Mizbech HaKtoris, and you bring part of the Oren also into the Hechel, that's called the Menorah, because the Menorah is Ritzel Achkim Yadrim, the Menorah is Oren HaTor. And then when they're combined, the pasuk says, "V'halos aharnas aneiros bein arba'im yaktirenu." They should be combined together. And the pasuk says, "Shemen yaktiris yisamach lev." The shemen and the yaktiris, when they come together, is yisamach lev. So there's an inyan of to unify these two mashichim, these two avodas, the avodah shebalev and the avodah shebamayim. So the way that you zoich the main midah that you have to be zoich to Torah is kedushas abris. The osachen l'chol goy, Uncle Sagei wanted to learn Torah, and the king of Rome, his uncle told him that you can learn Torah, but you don't have to become a Jew. You have to have milah. So he says, Chas v'shalom, without Mila you can't understand Torah. You have to have Mila to understand Torah. So Mila not only means Mila, also means Kedushas. Kedushas are bris. Just like Yosef. Yosef is considered the Tzadik Yisoid Olam, the Tzadik of Kedushas Abris. And Yosef was the Ben Zikuna Mila. He was the Bar Chakim Mila. He knew the Chachma. The main Chachma, Yaakovin, gave over to Yosef HaTzadik. He's the one that was the Chacham, because he was the Shemir Abris. Shmiris Abris, like the Rambam says, Eina, the Arois, the lost Taiva, attraction to Arois is only belev ponim in a Chacham, a lev that doesn't attach itself to Chacham. Chacham Sater is a Chacham, which lifts a person up. It should be higher than all the passions of Arayus, because it's like a contradiction. It doesn't go together. And on the contrary, Shomer Abris is Zoicha to Torah. His Moyach gets purified. And Einechem is Sisir Acher Einechem, Einechem is Nus. The Einaim, the eyes, are like messengers of the Moyach, Shluchim of the Moyach. And Einechem, Kedushas Einayim, Kedushas Eyes means Kedushas Amoyach, Kedushas Abris. And through that, you zoich to Ben Zikunim, you zoich to Torah. And Mashiach ben David, that's the Indian of Amunah. To have Amunah Basham. And Amunah is very, very closely connected to Tefillah, because you have Amunah, so you know that not the natural laws of world are the controllers of world. There's a Mashgiach, there's a Rabbeinu Shlach. And if you want to accomplish anything in the world, you have to ask him, you have to be mispallah to him, and he could fulfill all your wishes. And that's Amunah, that's Tefillah. So Tefillah and Torah work through Yisoid and Amunah. The Midah of Mashiach ben David, that's David HaMelech, is Amunah, Tefillah, he's the Avodah Shebalev. Acher Levavchem is Minas, Lev is Minas, that's the opposite of Amunah. The Avodah Shebalev is Amunah, and that's Yosef HaTzadik, and that's Mashiach ben David, that's the David HaMelech, it's Mashiach ben David. And the second one, and then you have Yosef, which is Chachma, which is Kedushas Abris, and Chachma, which works with the Mayim. And these are the two Pesachim, when you enter, because we know in the Kabbalah, we have it in the Siddurim also, by Sphira, all Sturm have that the submidos chesed gvura tiferes netzach hoydi soid malchus. So the low the last midos malchus. Malchus means amuna. Kabbal der Boishma as yimelach. And the next midos yisoid. So when you come, you enter the kedusha, you enter from bottom to top. So you first encounter the gate of amuna, which is the first one. In other words, that's the first. You can't be a yid. You can't be a Jew without amuna. That's the first thing. You have to be a kabbal der Boishma as yimelach. And that's amuna. That's Mashiach ben David. That's the lay, and that's why Mashiach ben David is more than Mashiach ben Yosef. David avdi nasi lam loylo. He's higher than Mashiach ben Yosef, because that's the first one. And that's, I can't explain everything at length, because everything has very lengthy explanations, but at least Aleph Beis, this is the first entrance in David HaMelech Amuna. And the second one, after that, comes Shmiras Habris. Shmiras Habris, in a certain way, it's also part of having any connection to Torah and Mitzvahs. Shmiras Habris means plain Shmiras Habris, to be careful not to be nechshul and fall through in averis, which are averis of arois. More so, it means in a deeper sense, it means to be attached to ruchnistik. Enjoyments, the ruchnistic passions, not to be attached. Nor is you should realize that you're a neshama. You should realize you're a neshama. You're not a goof. And this is really a bit pneumious. If you have a little deeper understanding of the Torah, it means that this is the whole Torah. The whole Torah is to teach a person that he's a neshama. He's not a goof. He's a neshama. So even though the pashtus plain, you could be kind of Torah mitzvahs through amuna, and you be kind of plain sense, in a plain sense you be kind of Torah mitzvahs, but in a deeper sense, knowing what the Bereshit wants from this Torah mitzvahs, what's the purpose, what's the whole idea of Torah mitzvahs, it means shmiras habris. You're attached to ruchnis, you're not attached to gashmis, you're a neshama, not attached to gashmis, you realize that you're only clothed with a goof, and you're not a behemoth, and you have to be attached yourself to ruchnis. So that's called basically shmiras habris, because the biggest gashmis, the compassion, which connects a person from ruchnis, is arayus. So being a shomer habris is attaching yourself to ruchnis, which is just the whole idea of Torah mitzvahs. Someone asked me once, why does the Rebbeinu Shlom know by the Oved Hashem? Of course, there's things that are mutter, there's things that are also. But Oved Hashem, you always work very much on Kaddish Asma Mutaloch, to be Kaddish itself, being things that are mutter. But so you always, every Oved Hashem knows that, yes, you know, that he has to, should indulge in any way, Chas V'Shalom, Tivus achila, and food, and enjoying, you know, indulging himself into food, passions of good food or anything which is gashmis. You always look for, you know, to disconnect yourself from all gashmis you can join. So he asked me, why can't the Rebbeinu Shlom be nice enough and good enough, and why does it hurt for the Rebbeinu Shlom if I very much enjoy my food. I take the best food, and you know, and I fill my whole mouth with today's food, the sushi, and I don't know. I don't know how it looks. I heard there's such a thing, but whatever. All the foods and all the restaurants and all the types of food, and you know, I enjoy it. So what's wrong? I hurt anybody. Why am I a better person if I don't enjoy food? Or I enjoy food? Why does it make me a worse person if I enjoy food? So I told them, because it's like a mature person, an older person. It's an old person in his year. He starts playing with the toys of a baby. and says, I like it, I like the toys of the baby. I like all the, I don't know, the toys the babies have today. Well, I like these toys, and I very enjoy it. And he starts acting like a small child. And his mother and father, parents are going to tell him, no, what do you do? He said, why are you so bad? Why can't you let me enjoy my, I enjoy that. So they tell him, no, you're not a baby. Not a baby, you're a mature person. You're a grown-up. You should act like a grown-up. You should have different enjoyments. You should have enjoyments of a grown-up. You can't act like a baby. Why do you make yourself a baby? So the same thing. The version tells you, you're a neshama. You're not a goof. How can you enjoy the same thing that a monkey enjoys? You're a calf. You're a monkey. You're a hippopotamus. What are you? How can you enjoy yourself with the same enjoyment that all the animals enjoy? You're a ben Adam. You have to realize that you're a ben Adam. You're a neshama. You only clothed in the goof, and you have to lift up the goof to make it also neshama. Don't make the goof make you a neshama for a goof. Make your goof into a neshama. So so this is one of the main purposes of creation, that a person should be ruchnis. And it should be attached to the Olam HaRuchni, to the Olam HaNesham. So that's why the Bereshit doesn't like if you go. Bereshit is very good to you. He likes you to enjoy everything. But that's not your enjoyment. You have different enjoyments. So this is called, basically, Shmir Sabris. Shmir Sabris is to attach yourself to the Oynik. Enjoyment, the oynik, the light of a chelik alakaimama. You're a chelik alakaimama. You should realize you're madrega. You should realize that you're not an animal, chas v'shalom. You're a chelik alakaimama. You're a kodesh. I'm kodesh out of kodeshim to you. Kodeshim means divine. Alakus. Everything that's kodesh means it belongs to Hashem. Hektish, what means hektish? It's nichse givoy. It belongs to Hashem. You're nichse givoy. You're the Bereshim's kinyan. You're the belongings of Hashem. So you're Kaddish. So you have to act like a Kaddish. So these two gates are like sort of the pass, the license of the pass to enter into the Kedusha. The two Mashiach. You know that the Muhammad's going to go, even though we don't know exactly how it's going to. Oh, it's going to work the Gashmis. Oh, it's going to come into this room. The Gashmis, the whole Indian of Muhammad's Goy Megoy. You know, there's a Muhammad Goy Megoy. And, the Ruchni is not very clear. Muhammad's Goy Megoy is a Muhammad against the two Mashiach. The two Mashiach, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. And Goy Megoy is like two parts of the Muhammad. One part is against Mashiach and Yosef. That means the whole world is gonna start a Muhammad, a very vicious Muhammad, against Kedusha, which we find nowadays very clear. If you would bring down into Gashmi, like make it like more tangible the Muhammad that we have today, you would see bombs flying all over. Atom bombs and bombs against Kedusha. All the internets and all the Kalim and all the whole atmosphere, the whole avir, wherever you go, you see a big Muhammad against anything that's Kedush. All advertisements, everything. Let it be advertisements on Taibis Achila, advertisements on all Taibis in the world. All the hotels and all enjoyments, all cigarettes, all enjoyments, everything. And especially Aroyas. It's a big Muhammad. And the Sitrach is strong, is fighting very viciously against Mashiach ben Yosef. And just the same, and even maybe more so against Mashiach ben David, against Zamuna. Apocurses, Minas, all types of the opposite of Amunah. Is a vicious Muhammad against Al Hashem Bal Mashiach. Muhammad is going to go. And this is our avoidance. This is our avoidance today that we have to win this war. We'll win this war, but how you will win it. Maybe many, many times it could cause chas v'sholom chav l'mashiach. Chav l'mashiach means the tzaras gashmis, which come along with Mashiach, and depends. If you win the Muhammad Baruchnis, then you don't have to have these chav l'mashiach. And chas v'sholom, if you don't win it, chas v'sholom, then it might be chav l'mashiach. Hashem should help. We should be victorious in the Ruchnis, the Muhammad that we have. We are a goy gadol. We are a great nation. The pasuk says two pesukim. Mi goy gadol. An shaloi. Abikim kareiv meilo. Kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu. That means tefillah. We are a great nation in tefillah. Hashem is close to us. Kareiv b'chol kareinu. And another pasuk right afterwards. Mi goy gadol. We are a great nation. An shaloi chukim and mishpatim tzadikim. We have the Torah. We have chukim mishpatim tzadikim. We are a great nation in Torah and a great nation in tefillah. That's what the Gemara has on Machlokes in Yerushalayim. The Rebbeit Charev, the Beis HaGadol, it says in Yerushalayim. It's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan of Shulman Levi. What does it mean? Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Ba'ai Shem Gadol Latfilah. And Shulman Levi says, Ba'ai Shem Gadol Batar. Probably these 2 days are derived the source from these two psukim. Because it says Mi Goy Gadol An Shaloi Klim Kareiv Meilov, so that's Tefillah, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, and Mi Goy Gadol An Shaloi Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim, that's the Shita of Rabbi Shuva Levi. Two godless. And these are the two godless that we have, and we have to prove to the Rebbein Shalom that we are a Goy Gadol. Maybe that's the Remus. Mi Goy Gadol is what she tells Goy. Magoy. Umi Goy Godoy is Rosh Hashanah's Goy. So, Mi Goy Godoy, Umi Godoy is Rosh Hashanah's Goy Mogog. Because Goy Mogog is the Muhammad against these two godless of this Goy Godoy. So, we are a great nation. We are a nation that could daven. It's very, a great person knows how to daven. It's godless in Tefillin, it's godless in Torah. We are Goy Godoy in Torah, we are Goy Godoy in Tefillin. Speaking about the new kelim that come out, the internet and all the which make such many misyonis, it's very interesting that Hashan Rabba, the restates on Parashat Shmos that the Chemes Goyim is going to be on Hashan Rabba. It's a minute by my Rabbi and his ancestors to always start the Torah and Hashan Rabba. They said the Torah and Hashan Rabba. Start with this the Ria Kodesh mentions that Mechem is Goyim Goyim and Hashan Rabbi. The Zoya says that every Shpiza that comes into the Sukkah, the seven Shpizim come into the Sukkah, this is Zion Royim, Ram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Har, Yosef David. Everyone says a Pasuk, gives a Bracha for Klal Yisrael when they come into the Sukkah. And the Zoya says that David, when it comes to the Sukkah and Hashan Rabba, he says the pasuk Kol Kli Yutzar Alayich Lo Yitzlach. It's very interesting. So, Kol Kli Yutzar, all the new inventions that they invented, Alayich on you Lo Yitzlach, it won't work on you. In other words, you will be saved from all the new inventions, from the new ammunition that they invented. They invented, probably if there's Mechemes Goyim Goyim, I don't know, again, we don't know how it's going to work, but there's probably a connection to the atomic war. They made Kli Yutzar, they made new inventions that could destroy the whole world. And the Baruch Hashem, David HaMelech gives you a bracha that Kol Kli Yutzar Alayich LeYitzlach. It wouldn't work on you. You will be saved from this Kli Yutzar. So it might mean that there's Kli Yutzar B'Gashmiz, there's Kli Yutzar B'Ruchnis. There's ammunition that the Sitrachi uses to destroy the Ruchnis of Klal Yisrael. That's the internet and all the new inventions. And there's the Kli Yutzar that they use to destroy the Gashmiz of Klal Yisrael and the whole world. That's atomic bombs. So if you win the war against the internet, so you wouldn't have to have the, you wouldn't have to, the, you, you, you'd be saved from the atomic ammunition. Kol kli yutzar, alayach lo yitzlach, it wouldn't work on you. The kli yutzar doesn't work on you. So if you make it that it shouldn't work on us, beruchnis, so then we'll be zaych, it shouldn't work on us, begashmis. So we see, mamish, there's a big mocham, the big mocham of the kli yutzar, which Novi mentions. Yitzhak, which is going to be invented, and since the development of technology and the whole stuff before you, the industrial revolution, till it comes to our days, the whole technology revolution, which we encountered this Muhammad. So we have to mechazik ourselves with these two inyanim, Emunah and Kedushas HaBris. No, let's explain to you a little. That time is limited, but it's really big, very, very deep and broad. So please, at least a little touch on it. There's Niglas HaTor and the Sisser HaTor. Niglas HaTor is being kind to Torah mitzvahs. I'll be Nigla, like it says in Shachar. Gemara is Niglas HaTor. It's the revealed part of Torah, which is for everyone, which is learned by everyone. But you can't be a Jew and be without Niglas HaTor. You have to know Niglas HaTor. You have to know the Halacha. Everything that's mentioned in Nigla. So the Nigla part of a Yid is the first step to become a Yid, which is the Nigla part, which is Mashiach ben David. Of course, Mishayrish is higher than the Nister part. No, it's being a Yid. It's being a Yid. It's the essential Yiddishkeit, and that's through Amunah. You can't be a Yid. You can't be a Jew without Amunah. You have to believe, and then you become Torah Mitzvahs. Be Pashtus. You become Torah Mitzvahs. Of course, to be a Yid, you have to have a certain connection to Pnimius, to Neshama. You also have to have a feeling for Yiddishkeit. You have to, without a feeling, without a certain enjoyment in Yiddishkeit, a certain enjoyment in Ruchnius, enjoying the mitzvahs, enjoying a Shabbos, the Yitzhar is going to get hold of you. It's very hard to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs without having a certain connection to the more pnimis of Yiddishkeit. And that's the connection which Mashiach ben David has with Mashiach ben Yosef. But the second step, which comes, it's connected, but it's next step, is Mashiach ben Yosef, which has to do with Pnimius HaTor. And Pnimius HaTor, that's the Shom of the Torah, and that's what we talk about, the feeling, the innermost, the meaning of the Kedusha and the Ruchnis of all Torah mitzvahs. That's really the side of the mitzvah. In other words, you ask, what's Lulav? You can explain what a lulav is. That's the nigla of the lulav. That's asa tlalim ram, whatever. But what's the neshama of the lulav? That's an neshama that's revealed through Sayyidus HaTorah. Sayyidus HaTorah revealed to you the side of the lulav. L'ham shech m'das elyon levei aperin m'chayim beis elkeinu. With all the shemus aktoishim which go along with the lulav and the people that are oisig in these Sayyidus HaTorah. They really, when take a lulav, they're really not taking a lulav. They're taking the pnimis of the lulav. They're taking the shemis aktoishim, which, let's say, lulav is the inyan of chayim, matri chayim. That's the pnimis. Just like when a plain person drinks water, he drinks water. When a scientist drinks water, he drinks H2O. He doesn't see water, he sees the H2O. Same way, when a mekubal takes the lulav, he sees the shemus of the lulav. Matri chayim, the whole lineage of das, and go into a das and you saw it, and the whole lineage, he sees the pnimis of the lulav. That's the chelik and the sham. And that's Kedushas HaBris is more the Nimis HaTor is more dependent on Kedushas HaBris than Niglas HaTor. Niglas HaTor also, you also have to have Kedushas HaBris. to be mekayem niglus haTorah, because you also have to have a feeling for Yiddishkeit in order to be mekayem the niglus haTorah. And in niglus haTorah in Chazal, you also find a lot about Kedushas HaBris. You have about being mekadosh asmi mutalach. The Rambam mentions in Avraham Ezer about mekadosh asmi mutalach kadosh yom aloy. And there's the halachas in Shulchan Aruch with Simar Reish Mem. It speaks about kedusha, how to be mekadosh asmi superior riri bekedusha. Find Chazal many things about zera levatala, the chaimer of being moitzi zera levatala. You find the Chazal in Shulchan Aruch. You find in Yonim on kedushas HaBris. But when it comes to Pnimi Zatar and Zayir, there's not even one daf that doesn't talk about Ketush Zabris. The chaymer that Ketush Zabris is in Pnimi Zatar is much, goes much further, much, it's a much higher madrig. It wants you to come on a much higher madrig of Kedush than you have in Nigel Zatar. Because that's the second step of Yiddishkeit. That's the step of Neshama, of being Margish, the Soid. We know Yisoid and Soid is the same meaning. Soid and Yisoid, that's the Soid. It's called the Soid. It's a Soid. You can't really explain it, why Kedush Zabris is so important. It's a Metzius, it's a Soid, it's a Soid. Everything that has to do with Kedush Zabris is a Soid. Even Begashmis, we know that everything that has to do with the Indian of marriage and even the good part of marriage, good part of the meaning of Yisoid, is inexplainable. You can't explain the relationship between Ish and Ishtar unless you're married. It's a midah which can't be explained. It works on the deep psyche of the person, that the person self can't be masbir. It works more on the subconscious of the person than the chelga nigla of the person. A kaddish, his whole psychology, his whole way of thinking is with a different perspective, legomri, than someone is not a shayim ebris. And you can't explain it really why it's like that. He has a chelga seichel. He has a kedusha to seichel. He sees the world in a different light. He sees everything in a different light because he's a shayim ebris. It's a shayim ebris. It's a way of thinking, a way of looking at things that a kaddish looks different than someone not kaddish. It's really a soid. It's a soid shabanafish. It's a secret of the neshama that feels the meaning of kedush ebris even without being explained. It's a soid. That's really called what the pasuk says. Bein Pyrus Yosef. Yosef is a Bein Pyrus, Rashi says Chen. Yes, Chen. Chen, charm, Chen. Chen, when someone has Chen, you can't explain why he has Chen. Why does he have Chen? If you can explain, then it's not called Chen. Chen means it's unexplained. Just has Chen. Just like the opposite. When the Chen falls into the Sitracha, people have Tylus, Gashmis, Sionis, and Kedushas HaBris. A certain person feels that an attraction to him, and when he sees that person, he feels like a type of him, and he feels a yetzer of him, and he asks why. He can't explain it. It's a ruach shtus. It's a ruach shtus. Just like there's a ruach shtus, but it's a teracha, which is lower than seichel and can't be explained. It's a type. It's a passion. So the same way there's a passion ruchnius for a shayim rebris. A shayim rebris finds passion in all ruchnius to kenyanim, and the Rebbe Shem has a passion to him. The Rebbe Shem has a favoritism to him. Just like there's a favoritism in Gashmius, which is not explained, he's the teacher's pet. He's, you know, explained. The teacher likes him. A shayim rebris is the Rebbe Shem's pet. The Rebbe Shem just likes him. It's, in other words, it comes from a midah. Of course, everything is b'shamayim a midah. It's a midah shal emes, but it's an emes that can't be explained. Not all emes could be explained. It's a oiru emes that's higher than the seichel. Of course, it's not chas shom just like favoritism, passion. Passion in kedusha means it's a midah liyana, which is the true emes, but it's a soid. It can't be explained. It's a soid. So in other words, someone's a Shomer HaBris, he finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. You can see on him, like Noach was the Shomer HaBris in the Dor HaMabul, but Noach motza chayin b'ein Hashem. Noach motza chayin, he had a chayin b'ein Hashem. The whole world, the bunch wanted to destroy the whole world, and Noach, even Noach wasn't as the biggest madrega, the Medrash says, v'en Noach, and the bunch wanted to destroy Noach too, but since he was a Shomer HaBris, Noach motza chayin, he found chayin b'ein Hashem. So all the gates of Kiddusha become open to Hashem HaRibris. And all the Malachim and everyone asks, why is it? Why is it so? So the Rishon says, I like him. He's Hashem HaRibris. I'm attached to him. He has chayin in my eyes. It's a big midah, which is the highest of all midahs. And it's the license to go into all Chalkei Kiddusha, all Hatzlachas, all Ruchnis to Katzlachas. You want to feel a real time of Shabbos. A real time of Seydis HaTorah. Real time of Chlal and Torah. A Ruchnis to Katam and Torah. So the main Midah is Kedushas HaBris. As much as you're Hashem HaBris. Noach Matzah Chayim Be'in Hashem. He's the Talmud of the Rav Shisrav. They called him the Gita Yid. He was the son of the Mor B'Shamash. The whole story how he became the Talmud of the Rav Shisrav, but he became one of the big Talmidim. And Rapshitz, we know that Derek was very much to conceal himself, to be hidden, to be a tzaddik mister. He never showed his... They didn't see anything too much by him. He didn't show outwardly a big avodah by tefillah. And Torah, he made himself a mamsh like an amoritz. They thought he's a amoritz gom. He made himself like he doesn't even understand. This is his father's sefer, the Mor B'Shamash. And when he feared Tish, so the Gabbai laying the Mor B'Shamash, and he listened like he himself can't, he doesn't, and the Gabbai said, he listened like a Talmud, and it seemed like he made it like a sort of play, that he's like learning from the Gabbai, playing Pshat of the Mor B'Shamash. He made himself like a whole Amoritz. But they had many, the only thing they saw by him mostly was his Moifson. It was a big Bal Moifus. Great Bal Moifus. They saw Moifson Geluyim, Momish, Ruach HaKodesh, Moifson. So someone asked him once, how is the Rebbe such a big Bal Moifus? The Rebbe's an Amoris. So how could the Rebbe make so many Moifus? So he said that my Rebbe in Cheda told me, when I learned Parashat Noach, that the dogim, the fish, and the mabul were saved. Because the dogim didn't do averis, like all the chais and oifis did averis, were mean. Ein amina, and the dogim held their mean, they held their species, they didn't mix up with our amina. So that's why they were saved. So it seems that someone doesn't do averis, he has a chashivas l'shamah. So this, my Rebbe Cheda told me that if you don't do averis, you're chashu l'shamah. So he meant to say, he's a Shem HaBris. And Hashem HaBris, everything opens up for him. So he's Shmiras HaBris is something that opens up all the gates. So that's maybe the explanation of the chait of Mechiras Yosef, which the Sforum say that it's called the chait of Gam HaBris. Shvatim sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. And the Riyah Kaddish, the Zohar, says this is the Yisoid of Gam HaBris. Yosef is Yisoid, and when you sell Yisoid to Mitzrayim, it's like you're giving over Bris to the Chatzayinu, you're giving over Bris to the Sitracher, which is called Gam HaBris. Okay, it's any of a Yisoid, you know, Yosef is Yisoid, and giving over the Midah Yisoid to Mitzrayim, you're selling the Midah Yisoid to Mitzrayim, it's all Indian of being Magbur, the Klippos to the Sitracher, over Yosef HaTzadik. But everything has to have a pshat too. What's the pshat that selling Yosef is a pgam HaBris? Selling Yosef is an aver by not a mechaver. It's an aver of jealousy, of kina, of sinus chinam. It's a very clear aver that has to do with the midas tayvus. Has to do with being not a mechaver. Not having a tayvus eye and being jealous, whatever. What does it do with Shmiras HaBris? If you sell Yosef, you're not a Shomer HaBris. So I think the explanation might be that that Yaakov favored Yosef more than all the brothers. He held Yosef in a higher esteem than all the brothers, Ben Zikuni Miloy. And the brothers didn't understand why. Every Shevet had his midah. Yisachar was the big masmet. Yehuda was the big baltfili, was the melech. Everyone had his midah. Everyone had his own derech navodas Hashem. His own, you know, he was his own greatness, with his own tzitkis. Everyone was. Yosef was a shem rebris. So why is Yosef more than everyone? Yisachar is nothing. Only Yosef. Yehuda is nothing. So they couldn't understand. So they had kin on them. That came from. In other words, why he? Why he? That a question. Why he? Why not everyone else? They should have understood that Shmiras HaBris is higher than all the midos. And if not understanding that is a chet of Pgam HaBris by the Shvot. Why don't the Shvotim understand that Shmiras HaBris is higher than all the midos? Like the Lechavitch says. Godel Hashem B'tzion Godel. The Bereshit is very great. Someone who is Tzion, he's Gematria Yosef, he's Hashem HaBris. He sees God as a bird. Ram Hu, and this midah is higher than Kol Amam, it's higher than all the other midahs. So they should have understood that. But this is a midah. Wouldn't go into the Inyan of Amunah, which Amunah is even greater. Amunah B'Pnimis is greater, but at least of all other midahs, that's the midah of Shmiras HaBris. In a certain way, you have to understand that this is, you have to work on it, and when you work yourself, and these midos you call the tzaddik, b'menosa yichya, and Yosef is called tzaddik, Yisoid is tzaddik, and Amun is also tzaddik, and the Zohar says, these two gates are called shari tzedek, and that Dovid HaMelech has pischi li shari tzedek, these two shari tzedek, these two shari, the tzaddik, Zohar says one is called Tzaddik and one is called Tzedek. It's called Moon is called Tzaddik and Shmiras HaBris is called Tzaddik, and together they're called Shari Tzaddik, Pischuli Shari Tzaddik, Oveva Moedeka. These are the two gates, which is Tzaddik B'Menasa Yichya and Shmiras HaBris, which is Tzaddik Yisrael Doilu. You have to understand these are the two Mashiach, two aspects of Mashiach, two traits of Mashiach, Mashiach and Yosef, Mashiach and David. And if it's the aspects of Mashiach, so you can't lose it. It's Amach, we know Amach Kulam Tzadikim. Every one of Klal Yisrael is a Tzadik. The Oilam Yerusha Eretz, they'll have Oilam Haba. They have a past to Oilam Haba, because they're Tzadikim. So even though in a certain way you have to work on it, in a certain way you have to know that you have it. No, it's your mitzvahs. Since we said that it's a chelik of Yiddishkeit, that's the sort of the foundation of Yiddishkeit. So the law that Yisrael af pishachata Yisrael applies to these two midas too. That even though you do averus in Namuna, you'll do averus in Shmiras HaBris, you still essentially bepnimis, you are still a Shmiras HaBris. You're also a mama too. In other words, in a certain way, when you do averus in that, you did a very grave sin, a very bad sin. You know, you touched the Yisoidus, you touched the foundations of Yahadus. In a certain way, the tikkun is much more muftach. You're much more sure that you could be misaken it. It's much, you're much closer to a tikkun because you really can't lose it. You could conceal it. You could hide it. But you can't lose it. It's not a different midah. Maybe you could lose, but this midah is part of yourself. It's your essential being. It's your Yiddishkeit. You're Yisrael, and you can't become not a Yisrael. Yisrael af pishachato Yisrael. It's part of your Yiddishkeit. That's why the Inyan of Emunah is not mentioned in the Torah as a mitzvah, as a tzivu. I'm commanding you to have a moon. The mitzvah of a moon is the mitzvah of Anoich Hashem Elokecha. And the machloek is the Rambam and the Ramban, if it's considered from the Tariq mitzvahs. We'll go into the machloek, but according to everyone, even If you say it's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. The basic idea is the same thing. You have to have emunah, like you have to have all mitzvahs. But it's not mentioned in the way of a mitzvah. The Torah doesn't tell you tam and be a mam. Torah mentions it as a fact. Torah says, Anoichi Hashem Alekech, I'm your God. I'm your Hashem. I'm your Alekech. That means that you believe. I'm telling you a fact that you believe. I'm your God. That means you believe. If you don't believe, I'm not your God. I'm your Hashem because I'm telling you a fact that you believe. The chelik of mitzvah, Shabbat, part of the mitzvah is, it's like you tell a person, no, it's not you. What are you covering yourself? What are you acting? What are you acting in such a way? I know it's not you. What happened to you? What happened to them? You're acting in a strange way. What happened? You're drunk. Something happened to you. I know you. You're not acting yourself. So Noach Hashem Lekecha says, be yourself. Don't conceal your mitzvahs. I'm telling you, your mama, and don't disguise yourself. Don't cover it up. You're a mama. If you might think you're not a mama, you're still a mama. I'm just telling you a fact. You are a mama. So if someone is poigim and that, and Chas V'Shalom loses his amuna, so his tikkun is very close to come, because he is a mama. If you would lose amuna, then you would have to obtain the amuna. That would be hard. But since it's part of him, it's there, so you only have to do is just take off the don't joke around. Take off the disguise, and then you'll see that you're always a mom. Because that has to do with Mashiach. And the Mashiach, there's a cloud, the version tells the Sitra Acher, Al Tigi b'Mashiach, don't touch my Mashiach. Mihi Yishanaga b'Mashiach Hashem v'Nika. Who could touch the Mashiach and go out clean? You can't touch Mashiach. Ata yadat ki Yishia Hashem Mashiach. The version does chesed l'mashiach. There's an akudah of Mashiach, and Mashiach is called the Oni, special Mashiach by David, it's called the Oni by Avion. Both Mashiach are called Oni, but special Mashiach by Yosef, by David. And sometimes when there's going to be the Yom HaMishpat, the version is going to Mishpat a person, the ultimate Mishpat, there's many Madregas in the Mishpat. So when a person comes to the next world, he's Mishpat. If he has Gan Eden or whatever, but it's not the final try. Final try is the Yom HaDin HaGadol when the version is then going to mishpat everyone on the Zoylam Haba, on the Zchelik Loylam Haba. And Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Loylam Haba. Every Yid has a Chelik, depends which Chelik, but every Yid has a Chelik, we're going to subject, the Indian of Oylam Haba, and the Indian of Einlam Chelik Loylam Haba. It's a different subject. Every Yid has a chelik olam haba. Just say a very short statement that really explains. The ones that don't have a chelik olam haba means that they don't have a chelik as an individual. They have a chelik as being part of Klal Yisrael. Just like here, there's an individual olam haba, there's a communal olam haba, as Klal Yisrael, which is as part of Klal Yisrael, everyone has a chelik olam haba. His chelik olam haba means his private olam haba, his alakus, which he as an individual was megal in this world, and this is going to be his private schar. And elam chelik olam haba is going to be someone, his private olam haba, a tzaddik took over, chaluk of a chelik chaver, and he's going to be part of the club. But lemaisa, there's a yom adin hagadol on the chelik olam haba. And of course, the Yetzer Hara is going to come out and say, this person doesn't have an olam haba, he's not a tzaddik. He lost his amunah. He lost his chelik ha-mashiach. He lost his gula. He lost his redemption. He's not a tzaddik. On that, the pasuk says, "Ki yamid ben avyan." The Rebbeinu is going to stand up for Mashiach, who is called the avyan. And Mashiach is the nekud of amunah, which every yid has, or the nekud of shmiras habris, which every yid has. The Rebbeinu is going to stand up and say, he's going to defend him. He's going to be his lawyer. He's going to defend him. Which is going to help him from the bezin that's going to be shoifed if he has a nefesh, if he doesn't have a nefesh. And which says he definitely has a neshama. From his the ones that try to judge his nefesh. Are you a nefesh or aren't you a nefesh? And the yamud liminavya and leishia meshoifte nefesh. So So this is first Amunah. And Shmiras HaBris also. Shmiras HaBris is built on Mila. Mila is performed when a person is not even a Baal Bechir, when he's a child. And his father has to be Malim. And the mitzvah of Mila is not mentioned as part of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's mentioned in Sefer Bereshis. And Sefer Bereshis is called the Sefer HaYitzira. The Sefer of Yitzira. The Bereshis made a certain Yitzira, a certain creation. And part of this creation is Mila. But in the Sefer HaYitzira instituted this mitzvah of Mila. In other words, like the Mishnah says, that every yid is a mo. Some makes another that wouldn't have a no from oral. He's mutar b'areil Yisrael, because Yisrael is not oral. Even though he is oral, he's not oral. Kol hagoyim areil. Yisrael is not oral. In other words, every yid is etzem, essentially a mo. The father who brought down the goof of the person of this world, he has to finish the job. Yes, with his mitzvah's mila, he really finishes the yitzira of the vlad. He gave birth, he brought down, gave birth to the child. He didn't finish. The birth didn't finish. He's an oral. You're the father, so you have to be mala. And now the lady finished. Now the lady is finished. Now he was born. Adam doesn't have an oral. Adam Rishon didn't have an oral. The original Moshe Barlosa, he pulled upon himself the oral. But he did not, in his creation, he didn't have oral. And the Umis Oilam, they are Siachas, the Yichus. It's called Yichus in English, I don't know the right word. They're Siachas, you know what Yichus is.
Lineage.
The lineage is from the Nachash HaKadmoni. From the Zohamas Anachash, which entered Adam Arishon, and that's the Yichus of the Goyim. The Goyim are called the children of the Nachash HaKadmoni. The first sort of breakthrough of the inning of Goyim Ayidin is Kayin and Hevel, we know. Kayin is called Kined Mesavusa. He's like the resting place, the nest of the Nachash. That's Kayin. And from there started the whole idea of Umis Oilam. Umis Oilam, we'll go, everything is a sugya, I'm telling you, everything is a whole shmuz with Nehatsim. But just mentioned very briefly, one of the ways to say the difference between Yid and a Goy is to say like this, that a Goy, the Rebbe doesn't want his Avodah. Maybe in a certain way, the Rebbe wants his Avodah, it depends, his Sar will have an Aliyah, and I read it through his Avodah. But the Yichud Kitchen Rechishchinte, which comes through Avodah, has no connection with the Goyim. I want to have a Nachas Ruach from your Avodah. And this started by Kaim, and Kaim and Mechosoy Loi Shoh. The didn't wasn't Mechabal. The Bershon isn't, that means a Goy. Someone, the Bershon isn't Mechabal as Avodah. And Ayid means someone, the Bershon is Mechabal as Avodah. That's why the Lost Love is going to be the Mitzvah Sukkah is going to show what's Ayid and what's a Goy. Mitzvah Sukkah, if it rains in the Sukkah, it means the Bereshit is not Mekabel Yavoidah. And that's going to be the show. When the Bereshit shows that he's not Mekabel Yavoidah, he's not Boyet in the Sukkah, he feels, no, he has still a connection to Hashem. When it is Mekabel Yavoidah, it's concealed, but I'm still connected to Hashem. When the Bereshit is not Mekabel Yavoidah of a Goy, it's going to be Tzar in the Sukkah. Oh, Tzar. I have no connection with you. No, He makes peace with the idea that he's not connected to Hashem. That's because his Bam is not connected. So Kayin started, and notice Adam is Atim Kirim Adam. You come from Adam Arish. Your Yichus is Adam Arish. Goyim are not Yichus Adam Arish, but are Nachash. Adam doesn't have an Orl. A Nachash has an Orl. Adam Moishik Barlosa. When the Goyim inherited the Yerusha from the Nachash, Kol HaGoyim Areilim. They're all Areilim. Even if they're malad, they're areilim. Even a goy is mohul, anoydim areilim is also anoydim areilim is also bemulay akim, because Allah goyim areilim. But a yid is essentially a mohul. It means essentially a yid is a shayim rabris. In other words, when a yid has taivas gashmis, he can't connect himself completely to the gashmis. He'll always have in the back of his mind a feeling, that's not me, that's not for me. I can't be about taiva with all the taivas. I can't indulge myself completely in the taivas. I feel nothing's bothering me. There's always my part of my neshama that's gonna feel. That's not my enjoyment. You'll feel a certain deep dissatisfaction with this title. It's not for me. That's what Esav wanted to lose his kedusha, wanted to lose his prayer. Because Esav said, "Halidenu mina adam adam ezeh." Esav, he wanted to eat. He had a passion in eating, but he had a kedusha, a prayer. That was his kedusha's yahadus. His part of Yiddishkeit was his prayer. And he felt that doesn't let me eat like a behemoth. I want to eat like a behemoth, like Rashi says, halitenu, like a gomel, a camel. You open up the mouth wide, completely wide, and just pour in my stomach. Pour all the adashim, all the lechems in my stomach. Without, that's a good. He opens wide his taiva without nothing. Nothing should bother him. All the passions like his, that's his world. A yid, since he's a shomer bris, he can't do it. Even if he wants to do it, and he wants to disguise himself like he does it, he can't do it. Because he's connected, he's a ben olam haba. He's going to have, in a certain day, he's going to have olam haba. The Bereshit is going to attach him to his passion, to his olam haba. So that's not him. So that means all yid are shomer bris. And even though he doesn't know he's a shomer bris, but kama kroiva tikkun olavoi, since he be'etzem Hashem Erbris. So in a certain way, it's a pgam not to be Hashem Erbris. In a certain way, it's a big pgam. In a certain way, it's a big tikkun. It's a big tikkun. Because that's your essential mitzius. That's what you are. That's what we have to work. B'sman Azad. We should know about our kedusha. We should believe in our kedusha. And when the whole goyish world is full of halitainum and odaim azad, that's the whole way of thinking of the modern world. Nothing should bother me. Nothing. Halitena. All the tithes, all the lowliness of the low parts of a person should emerge in the open, and just make a new, without any busha, without any conscience, without any people could come. I was in Shlaim a few years ago. There was a whole march of the gay rights people, made a whole show, a whole march, to a whole Degel, to Madgel, the Thais, the Indian, they made an Indian Shalayim. There's many Rabbanim that felt he should be Moichai, how could he allow this Shalayim here at Kodesh? Such a Shchasa, without honor, without Dusha, without Mamish, with all the Thais. That's their shita, their day. But then I spoke in Shlaim, said, of course, I'm not going to, if you have to be moich or not. There was machlokes there by the Rabbanim. So Rabbanim felt that you don't have to have any connection with it. You don't have to know about it. You have to say, well, let the mashchisim do what they want. Don't even know about it. Don't have no connection with it, even not to be moich. I said, I don't know if you have to be moich or not, but I think it's a big Kiddush Hashem that the Sitracha shows with this such a march that they're lost. They're bankrupt. They have nothing to sell unless telling the person to be like a monkey. So in other words, they have nothing to sell. They used to sell ideals. It was very ideologies, which are nice ideologies, Zionism and whatever. To a scholar and everything, make a person smart, make a person enlightened, make a person smart. They had always a shita which it seemed like a human shita, a shita of a ben adam. But now they have a shita of a behemoth. You're going to tell me to be a monkey? I'm not a monkey. So let all the monkeys be monkeys. So let them go to the monkeys, that's all. I'm not a monkey. I'm a ben adam. So in other words, they're really advertising their bankruptcy, which has accused every posh the baldas could be a maim. That's in other words, that's that's really declaring defeat. You're declaring that you lost, that's all. You're giving up. You have nothing in the world, you have nothing in life, only to act like a behemoth, like a chai. In order to the whole moyach and the whole neshama means nothing. If you live like a chai, so go to the jungle. Maybe it might be very, it wouldn't be so, everything is today, it's very in style, it's very possible. That just like they give homers for a zacha to be in the cave, they give a homers of a man to be a monkey. Sooner or later it's going to come out, I'm sure it's going to come out. A certain injection, which is going to make a person have a tail, and look like a monkey, and act like a monkey, and go to the jungle like a monkey. It's going to be a style, it's going to be a style. Thousands and thousands, maybe millions of goyim are going to go out. And you're going to laugh at them, they're going to laugh at you. Because they're monkeys. So you don't know what to talk to. Everything is, today everything is in style. Yeah, I mean, when I was a young person, if someone had an African haircut, you put them to Belgium. But now it's in style. There's nothing to talk about. It's in style. You have a ponytail. Ponytail belongs in Belgium. Now it's in style. Strange things come into style today. It's no different. It's gonna be part of the style. No one's gonna argue on it. If someone's gonna argue, he said, you're from the old school, you're from the old hey, no, you're still normal. I'm starting So Hashem, we should say, we should keep on thanking to Hashem. And if they are so low, so we're done, it means that we can be very, very high. Very just the opposite, mamash. Such a dirt, it's a time to go mamish the opposite, lachas, mamish the opposite way. Higher and even higher. We're much stronger than that. Much stronger than that. We have koiches of neshama, we have koiches of the emes, koiches of kedusha, kedusha shabbos, kedusha satir, kedusha zayahadas, kedusha zayomtev, all kedushas. So we just have to realize our madrega and say, ashreinu, matoiv chalkeinu, manoim derelainu, mizoich to bis mashiach. Now times, Rachman.
Right now?
Yeah. We're going to have Mara in here.
5 minutes.
Usually I don't have to make anything.
Mara. Where goes down?